to Bob Kelly, Secretary of State, to close down banks and so on here. Two Israeli ministers of Knesset were at the GNF convention in Paris. And one of them, Uzi Landau, the interesting is related to the Landau that was in Uman, said that he made light of Kerry's threat. And then he said, listen well, as Rabbi Nachman said, we have to remember, the whole world is a narrow bridge. The main thing is not to be afraid. Uzi Landau.
טובה, בת מרים ופרץ, בתוך שאר נשמת בני ישראל, שוכבות ישראל, בנות ישראל, שוכבות אמה, בכלל הרחמים
והשמחה.
רפואה שלמה,
בינה,
עיר החיה, בת, בת שבע.
So, בעזרת השם, we are in the 33rd Torah, in the fourth part, over there. And we learned about Bore Olam. Baruch Hashem, Bore Olam is teaching us about Him. He wants us to know about Him. Bore Olam is revealing Himself to Am Israel, smiling to us. So, v'zeh yadua, and it's a known thing, she'atorah, that the Torah, haynu amidot, means the measurements, the attributes, haynu hayamim, means the days. Shorah b'hem ahavato yitbarach shmo. The love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in all of our days, in all of the measurements. Kemo shekatuv b'zohar HaKadosh, like that it's written in the Holy Zohar, Yomam yetzaveh Hashem chasdo. Hashem is commanding His kindness to follow us every day. Shachesed haynu ahava, that the kindness means the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, ahavat olam ha'avtich, that He loves us in internal love. Al ken meshachtich chased. This is why I'm putting kindness on you. Especially us that learns here in Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed, string of kindness, that it's written that kol alomed Torah balayla, everyone that learns Torah at night, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling string of kindness on him during the day. So what it means night? Most of us are sleeping at the night, so how can it be that we're still learning Torah in Chut Shel Chesed? Because the exile calls night. We're learning Torah in a very, very thick darkness. It's very dark outside, and we're learning Torah in Mesirut Nefesh. So that kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoma, it's a day, the Azel in Kul Hoyomin, that's going with all of the days of the man. Haino amidot means the measurements, means the attributes of the man. Ki hamidot, because the measurements and the attributes of the man. Hem tzimtzumim lelokuto. They are constrictions to his elokut,
godliness.
What?
Godliness.
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 Godliness. Godliness.
Godliness.
Godliness.
Yes.
Yes. Lelokuto. Kedei shenuchal leasig oto al yedei midotav. That we're going to have the ability to achieve him, to understand him according to his attributes. כמו שכתוב בזוהר הקדוש, like that it's written in the holy Zohar, that Borolam created the world, begin dishtemo de'inle, that people gonna be aware to him, that people gonna know him. This is the reason why he planted trees and watering them and let the river flows and bring the wind to wave and all of the birds and everything, that people gonna know him. That a man gonna observe, gonna look, and gonna realize there is only Hashem and Barach in the world. And like the Rav Shalom said a few Shabbos ago, he said, just if a man gonna observe, gonna ask himself, how can it be that that finger is moving? On that you cannot answer, no other answer except of because it Hashem wants. No other answer. Just Hashem wants it to happen. Hashem gives the power, Hashem gives life, source of life. Because without the attributes or also the measurements, like we said, all of the borders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, אפשר להשיג אותו, you cannot see him. Why you cannot see him? Like the light. If the light is not hitting something, you cannot see that thing. Only if it hits it and breaks, and the beam of light breaks and go to another direction, then you can see that thing. But if not, if just it's infinity, you cannot see nothing. And a man that is in this world working on that, to recognize that it's all Hashem, the mic is Hashem, the table is Hashem, the scarf is Hashem, the people are Hashem, then also in the world to come, when he comes to the world of infinity, to endless, over there he's going to recognize Hashem. The world HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it for us to buy things that we're going to enjoy from them in the world to come. Here, what can you, which satisfaction you can have on the table? Piece of wood, you cannot enjoy from it. Oh, you can use it something, but it's not a complete satisfaction. Every satisfaction that belongs to this world, there is a certain lacking that comes with it. Even the best of them all. Just only the satisfaction of the world to come, when there are no limits anymore, no constrictions at all. In the world to come, there is a beautiful, amazing, endless satisfaction. Over there you can enjoy even from that mic, from that table, from the food that you are eating, from everything. You're going to have a reward in the world to come. The reward is to understand that it was all Hashem. The understanding, לדעת אותו יתברך, ולהכיר אותו יתברך, to know him, to recognize him, to understand him יתברך. ומחמת האהבה שאהב את ישראל, and because of the love, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Am Yisrael, ורצה שידבקו בו, and he wanted them to glue themselves to him, ויואהבו אותו, and gonna love him, עמו, with him, מזה העולם הגשמי, from that physical world, הלביש את אלוקותו, he covered, he dressed his measurements, his light, במידות התורה, in the measurements of the Torah, in the attributes of the Torah. וזה בחינות של תרי"ג מצוות, and that's the aspects of תרי"ג 613 מצוות. כי השם יתברך, בזכות הקדוש ברוך הוא, שיער בדעתו, he assumed, שעל ידי המצווה הזאת, that by that מצווה, נוכל להשיג אותו, we're going to be able to understand him like that. ועל ידי זה, and because of that, צמצם את אלוקותו, he constricted his
godliness.
דווקא, especially, באלו התרי"ג מצוות, in those 613 obligations. למשל, for an example, ששיער בדעתו, that he assumed to himself, מצוות תפילין, the obligation to put תפילין, שהמצווה הזאת, that מצווה, צריך להיות כך, have to be like that. היינו, it means, ארבע פרשיות, four פרשיות, וארבעה בתים, and four houses, boxes, of or, of leather, כתובים, written, ורצועות של or, and traps of leather. כי כך שיער בדעתו, because this is how that he assumed, שעל ידי הצמצום הזה, that by that constriction, נוכל להשיג אותו, we're gonna be able to understand him, to reach him, ולעובדו, and to serve him. ולכן, and this is why, לא ציווה שיהיה ארבע בתים של כסף וזהב, he haven't committed us that those four houses gonna be of silver and gold, כי כן שיער, because this is how that he assumed. הוא מדד and measured על ידי אהבתו, according, because of his love, out of his love. He thought, how he gonna reveal his love in the highest way of them all. And for that, he made constrictions. Means the difficulties. Because those are more options to serve Hashem Yitbarach, to keep more mitzvot. Mitzvot שבין אדם לחברו, they don't have no limits. You're not allowed to insult a man. But if you're not going to have a man standing in front of you, you're never going to keep that mitzvah. So if now you don't have the permission to insult someone, and you have someone that mamash, you want to break his bones daily. It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu רצה לזכות את ישראל. He wanted to help Am Yisrael to have a lot of mitzvot. לפיכך, this is why. הרבה להם תורה ומצוות. He multiplied the numbers of obligations of mitzvot. Now you're not allowed to kill him now, and also now, and now you're not allowed to curse him, and not allowed to beat him, not allowed to insult him, not allowed to hurt him, not allowed to kick him, not allowed to... No, not allowed. Only because that Hashem loves you. Only because that Hashem wants you to keep so many mitzvot. Hashem wants you to enjoy. Hashem wants you to love him. He wants to be with you. And when you're keeping the Torah mitzvot, so Hashem is with you. Kutsha Berichu v'Torah, and Am Yisrael are one. So when you're keeping the Torah mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you are uniting, you become to be one with Hashem Yitbarach. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting you in narrow places in your life, mamash, you have to go through cracks, you have to suffer, you have to shrink yourself, to suffer so much. It's because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be close to Him. Actually, like David HaMelech, he's saying, Ana mipanecha evrach. When I'm going to run away from you? You can run only to Hashem Yitbarach. Only to Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem is pushing you to His hug. To His loving kindness is pushing you. To pray to Him. To talk to Him. To share with Him. What's your solution? The end, finally, what are you going to do? Even if someone made the worst, killed someone. In prison, they're doing tshuva. In prison, he's going to do tshuva. Even he avoided the tshuva all of his life. Finally, he's going to rock bottom. He's going to hit rock bottom. This is it. In the end of his falling, he's going to be in the sheets of hell. You're going to be over there, going to see Hashem. No matter where are you, Hashem Yitbarach is with you. Nimtza. Now we can understand. שעל ידי אהבתו שאהב את ישראל, that because of the love that הקדוש ברוך הוא loved עם ישראל, he הלביש את עצמו במידות התורה, he dressed himself in the attributes of the Torah. נמצא, now we can understand, can find it, שבכל מידה ומידה, that in every attribute and attribute, in every measurement and measurement, יש שם אהבה. Over there is love. שהקדוש ברוך הוא אוהב את עצמו עם ישראל. That הקדוש ברוך הוא loves himself with עם ישראל. הקדוש ברוך הוא cannot love himself. Just only when he is with עם ישראל. Like a father, he can never be happy without his children. No way, never in the world. Now you have a son, you can understand what we're talking about. You cannot live without him, this is it. For you, chas shalom, to lose your son, it's worse than death. You'd rather to die. It's not a question for you. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he is constricting himself to be with Am Yisrael. And then he can love himself with Am Yisrael. Now he can breathe. Now he can live. Now he can love. Now he can be happy. Kadosh Baruch Hu, without us, en melech belo am. There is no king without the nation, without followers. He's not exist. Even Kadosh Baruch Hu, without us, he's not exist. Who is that king that doesn't have no followers? If he doesn't have people that believes in him, it's like that we said, infinity. It's endless. Nothing. Nothing is there. There is everything over there, if there is no one to enjoy it, it's like that there is nothing over there. It's not exist. Hashem Yitbarach and Kodesh Baruch Hu and Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael and the Torah are one. Mm-hmm. Only when that Chut HaMeshulash, the triangle, how you say that?
The three-stranded row.
Three-stranded
string.
Row.
Or string?
Yes.
Three-stranded string.
Chut HaMeshulash. Yes.
Three-stranded string.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Three.
Stranded.
String.
String.
All right.
Got it. And now it's going. You see, from now on, we conquered a new wave. Oh Hashem, opening the path for the public, for the rabbim. From now on, Achut Hamshulash lo bimerayin atak, cannot cut very easily. Cannot cut at all. It's that connection. This is the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the peak of stability. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Am Yisrael and the Torah Kedoshah means when Am Yisrael are keeping the Torah Kedoshah, there is nothing that can break them. Nothing can separate between us to Hashem Yitbarach. If every one of us just gonna observe that, how rich we are, how much we have, how lucky we are, each and every one of us. Yesterday, I was praying at night, and I thought to myself a little bit, like that I told you that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he said once, I told you that the purpose is that the man gonna know that the purpose of knowledge is not to know it all. And today I'm telling you that the purpose of knowledge is to know that the man doesn't know at all. Means he haven't changed nothing, but actually he meant something totally higher. And yesterday I thought at night, I thought to myself, all of the time we're talking about the illumination of the will, Harat HaRatzon. And yesterday I achieved that in a certain aspect, that I realized that really the purpose is the illumination of the will. Really. But really, mamash, be'emet. Why? Because I thought to myself, I was on the tzion of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz, and I read few stories on the life of his father over there, and on himself, and I started to think about him, about Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz a little bit. That poor man, he was suffering all of his life, and he was working another part of his life, and he was orphaned. And he was suffering a lot. And he was learning Torah, he was praying a lot. A lot of years he was sleeping, not sleeping, but lying in his bed, sitting in a wheelchair. And I thought to myself, which kind of Avodat Hashem is it? An old man sitting in a wheelchair, praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shouting from the bottom of his heart, learning Torah, Kedoshah, in Mesirut Nefesh, days and night, closed in his room in Tel Aviv, then in Bnei Brak. He's got a helper that washes him, takes him to the mikveh, helps him to eat. Which life are they? Full life. Why they're so full? Full with Torah, full with tefillah. Why they're so full? Because that man, he just wanted Hashem Yitbarach. This is what that he wanted. This was his avodat Hashem, to want Hashem Yitbarach from inside of the worst constrictions that we can imagine to ourselves. This is what that he had in his life. Just a strong, I can say because it is English, crazy will to Hashem. Just yearning to Hashem. Just wants already to meet Hashem, to talk to Hashem, to see Hashem. He doesn't have nothing. He's just sitting and glued to his wheelchair. Cannot move. Cannot go nowhere. Cannot do nothing. Have to sit. And he wants Hashem so badly, so badly. That this is the peak of Avodat Hashem. This is the purpose. When a man is coming to that point that he realizes that he just needs to want Hashem, and this is it, no matter what. You don't have no control on nothing in your life. Not if you're going to get married, not going to get married, going to have parnasah, not going to have parnasah. Nothing. Hakol bidei shamayim. It's all in the hands of heaven. Chutz, except of Yirat Shamayim. Except of Yirat Shamayim. What it means, Yirat Shamayim? That you're afraid of Hashem means you want to serve Him.
You want not to break no rule, no obligation, to pray, to make mesirut nefesh. This is your will. You're afraid of Hashem. Doesn't written successful, righteous man, I don't know what, very generous, donated, built, established, opened. I don't, nothing. Nothing. Only the will counts. Only the will. When you're going to understand that inside, when I'm going to understand that, there will be no measurement to our happiness, to our satisfaction. Because actually there is nothing that can stop you from achieving Hashem Yitbarach. Nothing. And the Bara Omed Bifnei HaRatzon, there is nothing that can stop you from wanting Hashem Yitbarach. And when you want Hashem Yitbarach, you can bring salvations to the world by eating a cracker. Like stories that we heard on righteous people. He's moving one thing from that side of the table to the other side, and by that he's saving a boat from drowning in the river. He just wants those people to be saved, and he's thinking about it, and he's intending all of his thoughts and powers, of which powers? Of his heart. His wishing soul. He just wants and wants and wants and wants, and this is it, and he's making it happen. Beyond walls, beyond distance, beyond time, beyond money, beyond everything. He doesn't have those limits because he's with Hashem. He canceled himself to infinity. When he's closing his eyes, he's with Hashem. He's got eyes like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that can see from the end of the world to the other end. He can see everything. Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich said, a man cannot be called a Rebbe. A Rebbe. Who is a Rebbe? Only a man that when someone enters into the class, he knows all of his different lifetimes and all of the things that he required to complete in this lifetime. This is a Rebbe. This is Admor. This is a Rabbi. Funny, huh? Funny. How can you know those things? You know how can you know? You can learn it from Shalom Bayit. How can you know your wife? How can you know the will of your wife, the needs of your wife, what's insulting your wife, what's building your wife, what makes her happy, what cheers her up? What? How can you know? Only when you want to know. When you're busy, when you're occupied, even in to be a Talmid Chacham, in to be the biggest Baal Tefillah of them all, you will not going to know nothing on your wife. Only when you want to know, and you're ready to sacrifice days and nights and hours and prayers, hours, thousands, hundreds, thousands of hours of prayers on your poor wife, then you're going to know. Only then you're going to know. When really you're going to have a heart. When you don't have a heart, you cannot feel. Nothing gonna help you to feel if you have lust for women. No, if isha chasar lev, you will never gonna feel. Only when you're breaking your selfish will and you want only for her and you're thinking only about her, then it starts. The heart starts to be rebuilt. Like that Rabbeinu told us that breslev is the letters of the words basar lev, flesh heart, heart that made of flesh and not stone heart. That Breslev, in Breslev there's a fire. Fire that purify every contamination. Your contaminated heart, selfish to lusts and desires. He wants and not to achieve, and he wants to learn and to be Talmid Chacham and to finish Shas and to be huge and to grow in the Avodat Hashem and to do tshuva on all of the Avonot. Sounds like Korach. I'm sorry, sounds bad. It sounds bad. Righteous people are humble. They're thinking about their friends. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu never thought about being righteous. Never thought about it. On completing his tikkun. On doing complete tshuva. Thinks about it. Who's got time to complete his own tshuva? Like I told you that so many times, when you know how to swim and people are drowning, you're not allowed to practice, you're not allowed to swim, to enjoy, to keep your health. You're not allowed. People are drowning. You have to jump into the water, in and out, to save another man, another woman, another kid, another child, another old man, another person. Not to think on what that you're going to achieve because of that. Not in their respect. If you have time to think, someone drowned already. Another one drowned. If you're going to sacrifice every moment, you're going to save everyone. Because Hashem is not cruel. And if you want to save everyone, like Rav Shalom said, Mashiach can wait. People are doing tshuva, Mashiach can wait. If Mashiach doesn't want to wait, he can go. We don't need Mashiach. If Am Yisrael are doing tshuva and Mashiach cannot wait, he can go. Who needs Mashiach? Who needs Mashiach? If you would be Mashiach and you see people are drowning and there is someone that is saving them, Mashiach doesn't have the power to save the nation. When Mashiach is going to come, it's like Judgment Day. This is it. When Mashiach is coming, a sword is coming with Mashiach. Mashiach is a problem for Am Yisrael. When Am Yisrael are worthy, when Am Yisrael have tools, vessels of prayers, thousands, when they're humble, alright, wonderful Mashiach. Salvation with mercy, wonderful. We're all waiting for that salvation. But when Am Yisrael are not worthy to be saved, so Mashiach is coming with a sword. And he himself doesn't want that. This is why it's written, Chagor Charbecha Al Yarech, that he is, how you say Chagor? Buckle, strength,
strapping
his sword to his thigh. That he will not. This is your job, to hold yourself. One time in the class, Rabbeinu was talking, and Rabbi Natan was sitting and heard him. And the words of Rabbeinu were so sweet. Rabbi Natan thought that he's going to explode. And he thought to himself that he wants to run outside to the market, to scream to everyone, come, wash, see. Rabbeinu put his hand on his shoulder and told him, don't do nothing. You will not be going to achieve nothing by that. Slowly, slowly. Rabbi Natan one time gave a shoe, and he said there was supposed to be thousands of people in that class, but Hashem wanted only 12. Mm-hmm. What can we do? 12 people in Rabbi Natan's class, can you imagine? When Rabbeinu gave his biggest shiur, there were a few hundreds of people. This is it. And only individuals of them really continue that path of Rabbeinu, real students of Rabbeinu Kadosh. This is something that has to go with time. And we should let it be. Rabbeinu said, I have wisdoms like those that I can bring Mashiach now, today. But it's enough to the slave to be like his master. If Borolam never got Mashiach, why should I? Borolam knows better than me. Borolam also got wisdom that he can bring Mashiach. He can bring Mashiach. He knows how to do that. But he doesn't, because he knows why. Because he wants us all to do tshuva. Because he wants the poor and the weak people and the children and the old people and the ones that haven't completed their tshuva, not even close, also to come up on the train that goes to heaven. Also that everyone, like that we are doing tshuva. How amazing it is for us to live like that, under the wings of Shechinah Kedosha, that we have someone to talk to, that we have classes to go to, that we can learn Torah Kedosha, wonderful advice in Shalom Bayit. If we would marry before of our tshuva, we would divorce after 6 months maximum. Who can hold on in all of the tests of this life? Who would educate the kids to be healthy, to be pure? I remember I had workers working in my house, Israeli people, and one of them, they were looking at my children, and one of them started to talk with them, with the children, and asking questions. In the end, he's looking at me and telling me, you know, if my sons would be here, my son would be digging now inside of the cement, and he was all filthy with his legs and his hands inside the water and the mud. And he told me, you know, one time I was doing something in my attic, and I left a bucket with cement, and I don't know, what was it, mastarina, we call that in English. How?
Trowel.
And he said, I left it for a few minutes. I came back, I see my daughter standing inside the bucket and take out cement. And he's saying, your children are so gentle. They're so polite. They're not doing that. For us, they're chas v'shalom, like demons, jumping all over the place, and climbing on the walls, doesn't let us do nothing. And they're screaming, hitting each other. He's looking from the side. Saying, I wish. I told my son a few days ago, we went to a certain store, me, my son, and my wife, two sons and my wife, and he asked for something, and my wife, she told him no. So I'm looking at him, and I see that he's walking away from the store. I told him, listen, Nachman, you need to stand up like this, and to say, no, I want it, no. this is how children are supposed to behave. And no, he heard no. This is it. He's going out. This is it. He's going, taking his things. All right. No, he said no. Nachman, what's going on with you? You're a real Nachman. No? What's going on? Real Nachman was supposed to make a mess in the store. What's going on? So you cannot see how rich you are. You cannot see that. You cannot understand how your attributes are beautiful and amazing. How you're polite. How you're nice and kind. And you're smiling to everyone. You cannot understand. My wife, she told me a few days ago, she said, why are you so nice to everyone? What's going on with you? What do you want me to do? We came into a store, and there is a seller. The seller, she's saying, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Bukhim Ambaim, welcome. Hey, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? This is, I'm not looking, I'm with my wife, and I'm saying, Shalom Aleichem. My wife, she, what's going on? Why are you so nice? We're nice. We're nice people. This is our nature. We're nice people. We have a nice rabbi. We're nice people. We're smiling to people. We're saying, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? One time I came, I was parking my car and I came to the yeshiva. There was an Arab woman, blind Arab woman, that was walking and she asked for help. And the Arabs for sure were not going to help her. So I helped her. I helped her to carry her things and help her to cross the how you call that, Mavar Chatzeya, crosswalk. And I helped her. But can you see, someone needs help. You're not even checking. One time the student of the Chafetz Chaim went up and to in the stairs and knocked on his door and asked him an urgent question. He asked him, what happened? He asked, there is a woman outside, a girl, a Nara, that she takes her luggage and it's very heavy for her and the luggage is falling all of the time from her hand and she needs help, and I wanted to ask if it's modest that I'm going to help her. It's the middle of the market, middle of the street. The Chafetz Chaim screamed at him, it's your sister! It's your sister! What are you thinking? Your sister, she needs help! If you have such a contaminated heart that you cannot help a woman that needs help, so after that you helped her, go into tshuva. After that you helped her. You cannot see someone that is drowning, someone that is crying, someone that needs help, that doesn't have, I'm not giving donations to women, I'm not giving charities to the couple women. She doesn't have money for the bus, she doesn't have money for the train. Now it's time to think on your eyes. Your wife, she needs to make sharpies. Now it's time to think on your eyes. The tshuva that your eyes are walking, wandering all over the place. And do tshuva and pray that next time you're not going to sin, but help her with the shoppings. Shem Yazor. A man has to work on himself if he wants to be fixed. First of all, do. Naaseh v'nishma. First of all, naaseh. First of all, we're going to do. What are we going to do? Whatever we can. Whatever that's in our powers to do. Whatever your hands find that you have the power to do, you should do. And if it's not in your powers, you can pray on it. To pray and to ask, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me more and more. Nimtza, now we can understand. That the one that undressed the Torah from the coverings of all husks, al yedei kfiyat hayetzer, by forcing his yetzer hara, conquered his own yetzer hara, means that the Torah, a man can have Torah, but all of the Torah are going to be covered with husks. Going to be filthy Torah. You're not going to be able to see the Torah. You can see sometimes a man that is all Haredi and you know that he's sitting in yeshiva and learning. it smells bad. Something is wrong over there. It's not right. It's not straight. It's not in Kedusha. It's not humble. It's not holy. And it's full with Torah. But Torah that covers and covers and covers. Torah that is in exile. In exile inside of that man. That filthy mouth, that filthy heart, that filthy ears, filthy eyes. This is the exile of the Shekhinah Kedoshah. That the Shekhinah Kedoshah, she's suffering, she's inside of a filthy body. So when a man has conquered his own Yetzer Hara, that he's like Rabbeinu said before, he's looking at the good things that he's got in his life. He's connecting himself to the spiritual side, to the good, to the neshama, to the soul, to Hashem Yitbarach himself. Look what Rabbeinu is saying to us. Azayu mekorav el ha-shalom. So then he is close to the peace, to have the name of Hashem Yitbarach with him. That Hashem of Hashem is Shalom, the name of Hashem is Shalom. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, וכל נתיבותיה שלום. All of the paths of the Torah הקדושה are peace, are Shalom. והתורה, also something for you to think a little bit about it, that in English, when you say peace, it's like a peace. It's like it's not complete. And Shalom, the word Shalom is Shalem, it's complete. Like the opposite between our peace to their peace. When you have Shalom, you have Shalem, this is complete. When they have peace, it's only one peace. They have their own peace. They want quiet, they want you to shut up. This is what they want. Don't step on their foot, don't tell them what to do. Be quiet, they're gonna let you live. This is peace. And I'm going to give you your peace, don't worry. If not, but for us, it's Shalom. It's real Torah Shalom. And the Torah, יש בה שני בחינות. There are two aspects in the Torah. בחינות דינגלי, the aspects of the revealed aspects, ובחינות נסתר, and the hidden aspects. והנסתר הזה, and then that hidden aspect, who it is, Oraita, the Torah, the Atika Setima'a, that is covered and sealed from long, long time ago. And also you can say that Hashem Yitbarach himself, he covered it long, long time ago. The Atida Leitgalia, that's in the future, going to be revealed in the future to come. In the future to come. The Atid Lavo. Ve'azai, and then, כשיתגלה התורה הזאת, the dead Torah gonna be revealed, the עתיקה סתימה, that הקדוש ברוך הוא was covering it a long time ago, אזי יהיה השלום נפלא בעולם. Then the peace gonna be wonderful in the world. If you think that we're talking about wisdoms and ייחודים and כוונות, so you're wrong. We're talking about peace. We're talking about love. We're talking about faith. We're talking about simple things that are hidden. The rules of the Torah are very revealed, but to find people that are keeping them, it's hidden. You cannot. People with good attributes, polite people, nice people, smiling people, people that have faith, complete faith. I remember one time I brought a friend to the yeshiva. It was his last time that he came to the yeshiva. It was too strong for him. He came for Shabbos. And he heard the shiur of Rav Shalom, that Rav Shalom was talking about complete faith, how much a man is not allowed to look on nothing, and there is only Hashem. And like when Rav a little bit opened his heart a little bit, and it was very, I say, meragesh, thrilled, emotional. And that Avrechi was crying, that guy that came, he was crying during the shiur. And after the shiur, he talked to me and he told me, to see something like that, to see a rabbi like that, that has faith like that, that mamash doesn't see nothing except of Hashem Yitbarach, this is something that you cannot find every day. He didn't come back to the yeshiva after it. It was too much for him. No doubt it was too much for him. But a point of truth. Point of truth, Baruch Hashem. He could see that. Someone that doesn't have nothing except of that will to satisfy Hashem Yitbarach. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written on the future to come, וגר זאב עם כבש, a wolf gonna live with a sheep, ונמר and a leopard, tiger, עם גדי, with a deer, וכו'. לא יראו, they will not gonna harm each other, ולא ישחיתו, not gonna damage each other, בכל הר קודשי, in all of my holy mountain, כי מלאה הארץ דעה את השם, because the wisdom gonna fulfill the land, the wisdom, the Ayat Hashem, the knowledge, knowing Hashem, knowledge of Hashem means faith, because faith is going to cover, going to fill the land. כי אזי יתגלה, because then gonna be revealed האהבה שבדעתו, the love that's in his wisdom, that Hashem just loves us. We're just gonna understand that Hashem loves us. This is what is gonna happen. We're gonna understand that Hashem loves us. Thank you very much.